Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's sort of BudPod 228. Not really, though. Hello from the Fringe. excuse me. Phil is in Egypt. He's hanging out with some pharaohs. He's teaching some mummies to say koji and some daddies. He's away. I'm at the Fringe. It's all chaos, basically. So what we're going to do is we're going to release bonus pod 227, last week's bonus pod, to you lucky muggles who don't get it if you're not on the Patreon. I'll cook up something a little more special for the Patreons as a sign of gratitude. And speaking of gratitude, just personally, I want to say thank you to all of the pod buds who have come to see my show in Edinburgh. It has been incredible to see how many kojis I've been getting as people go out past me in my spooky little bucket. Shows have been going very well, but I think a big part of the reason they've been going well is because you guys have come out in force and vastly improved the quality of the crowd with your wit and your poop. Highlights of the Fringe so far, lots of kojis, going to an industry party and instead of networking or doing something cool like bowling, spending the entire 3 hours on a gun simulator. See Instagram for details. Very on brand for me, in a way that I think I'm just going to stop fighting. And just a very good time and a good show. Lots of fun. This show, for clarity, is not the show I'm going on tour with this autumn. Because of COVID, things are a bit out of whack, so I'm going on tour with last year's Fringe show, the one I've been doing in London. So 2022 Fringe, London this year, that show is going around the country in Dublin. The show from the Fringe, this one, I'll have to tour it, put it on in London next year somehow. We'll see. Just for, excuse me, avoidance of doubt and confusion. I don't want you to be confused. Yes, okay. So, I'm on tour in the autumn. Thank you for coming to the Fringe, Koji guys. I really do appreciate it. It warms the cockles of my heart to the point where they're too hot to even touch, these cockles. Phil will be on tour in the autumn. Look at our websites for the information. Blue-de-blab-de-blue. If you are in London and you missed the old show, I will be doing Leicester Square Theatre on the 27th of November, I believe. Go to Leicester Square Theatre's website to see. That's the last chance it'll be on in London. Ever again. So check it out if you wish. Beyond that, oh, I have a mailing list now. It's 2009, for goodness sake. We should all have mailing lists. If you go onto my website, pianovelli.com, the mailing list sign-up option will pop up. I do sign up because I will be sending out little updates, little things, bits and pieces. Not often. I won't burden you. But I'm tempted to turn it into a sort of fun little essay thing. Just like, here's a couple of funny paragraphs about something or other to sweeten the bitter pill of raw information. There will be a big announcement first on the mailing list and Patreons in late November, early December. Pretty big announcement anyway. And then hopefully a definitely big announcement sort of February, March next year. So there you go. I've baited the hook, and now I wait. Thank you very much for listening, guys. We're going to get back to normal operations ASAP as possible when Phil is back from raiding the tombs of the pharaohs and I'm back from cavorting in Scotland and doing my little dance, sweating in my velvet jacket. Okay, Koji guys, thank you very much for listening and enjoy bonus pod 227.
It's bonus pod 227.
You enter the big toilet bathroom stocking warehouse. This is where they keep the soaps and the stockings and the paper towels and the hand dryer parts that you need when you go around and you maintain the bathrooms and toilets and restrooms of various institutions. You've just started this job, and this is your first time restocking. The boss told you to get back to the warehouse and pick us up some stuff. And so you go around and you grab yourself a shopping trolley to put all the stuff in. You don't actually have to buy it. They just use shopping trolleys because it's more convenient. And, you know, you laugh at yourself. You go, because you think, oh, this stuff is all to go in toilets, and yet this is the cleanest smelling place I've ever been, because it's all soap and towel and toilet and paper. And you go, I thought you'd do a little to yourself. And you're rolling along, and you throw in some hand towel papers in there, push, and some soaps off the shelf there. Oh, great. You throw in a couple of hand dryers, a couple of the Dysons. And you stick your head into the Dyson one. You stick your hand in there. You stick your feet. You're having a great time putting your hand and feet into the Dyson dryer. And then a thought crosses your mind. The expression of your face changes. And you look from side to side and you think, could I? I've always wanted to. This is the only opportunity I'll have to have a Dyson Airblade, and no one else is around. I'm alone with the Dyson Airblade. I've always wanted to do this. And you look around, you check around, and you pick up the Dyson Airblade, and you run over to a dark corner of the warehouse, and you look around again, and you drill the Dyson Airblade into the wall, so sticking out the wall there, with the insertion bit sort of perpendicular to you, as it were. And you look around again, and then you undo your trousers. Look, you unzip your zip. And just as you lower your underpants, someone goes, "Your dick's wet, is it?" And you turn around, "Huh? What?" And there's no one there. And you hear from above you, because you should only really be doing that if you've just washed your dick in the sink and it's all wet. And you're, "Huh? What?" And you look up. And again, no one's there. And you go, "Who are you? I wasn't going to do it. I was just curious. I've just always wondered what it would be like to. And then before you finish your sentence, Phil emerges from one of the shelves. His head comes out of the shelf and he goes, "To fuck air." And you go, "Huh?" And then Pierre rappels down from the ceiling. And he unclips his belt. And he goes, "You've always wondered what it's like to fuck air. And you thought the only chance you'll get to have sex with a Dyson Airblade with its twin blade technology that would give you the ideal version of having sex with air. You thought you'd do it now, didn't you?" And Podbud, you go, "No, I wasn't. I swear. I just wanted to..." And then Phil says, "Well, I'm afraid you can't. And I'm afraid that you're going to jail." And you go, "What for?" And Phil goes, "Just kidding. You're not going to jail. But you can't. You can't do it. It's not allowed." And you're all sad and you're embarrassed and you go, oh, yes, sorry. And then Pierre goes, you can't, because Dyson have just released an Airblade just for that. And he pulls out a new Dyson device that says the Dyson dot, dot, dot. Well, you know. Welcome to bonus part. I think it'd be nice to have sex with a Dyson thingy.
But how
very
do we...
gentle.
Yeah, but how does a lady do it? Because one thing with sexy lady time is that you don't want the process to be drying.
That's true. Maybe it could have a humidifying element to it. There are humidifiers.
The Dyson Spritzer.
Yeah, it would look like one of those mysterious steaming things you see in the window at Muji.
Oh, you know? Yeah. To steam the kind of tiny linen pants they sell.
Yeah. Yeah, but instead...
Muji is the place I can shop the least.
I love Muji! I have a little set of Muji pajamas, and they're short sleeve, and they're dark blue with little white sailor buttons down the middle, and I swish about in them, and they've got a funny little texture. They've got the texture of like Ken Watanabe in The Last Samurai. Like, it's a bit bumpy.
How can you find stuff at Muji to fit you and I can't?
The large fits me.
No.
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah.
I'm in there like a... I'm in there like a fucking ent.
Trying on the notepads.
Yeah.
Shoving a little salad bowl. Shop. Trying to put your legs through a salad bowl. This stuff just doesn't fit.
No trousers and clothes, things that fit me, are going to be delicate and efficiently charming enough to be a Muji product, I think.
Yeah, I suppose delicate is probably the word. Everything in Muji, all the clothes in Muji are made specifically for a Japanese person who lives in a modern house in the woods.
Yeah, and they've got some sort of weird job that means that they have time to just sort of slowly put on nice things and swoosh about.
Yeah, and put all their pencils into a little pigeonhole.
Yeah, you know what it is? You buy everything from there if you're an architect.
That's it. It is very much architect vibes. It's very much work from home vibes. It's very much lo-fi hip-hop vibes.
Yeah.
It's where the girl in the lo-fi hip-hop video buys all her stuff, is Muji.
Absolutely. I'm a distinguished working-from-home architect who likes lo-fi hip-hop, and I shop at Muji.
Big time.
Whereas I'm a kind of giant, hairy, lumpy man.
Yeah. Where's your shop? Which country would your equivalent of Muji come from, if not Japan?
I mean, maybe South Africa.
I was just thinking it'd have to be South Africa.
Or Holland. The center or south of the US.
Right.
Like a store called like Burt's Dry Goods.
And Fish and Tackle.
And they sell like hard-wearing clothes.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the kind of suit place that does suits for the really big villains in shows.
Ah, wherever Kingpin gets his suits from.
Totally. Me and Kingpin have the same guy. In some of those shows where it's like this giant fucking guy, or The Rock, like we said on the main pod, and he's got this nice, like, pretty nicely cut suit given how insane his body shape is. You just think, where have you got that?
I think they're all tailored.
They're all custom. They have to be custom.
They have to be custom. But what we're after is something where you can get off the shelf.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the plus size man clothes shop called? Giacomo? Was that it?
Giacomo. Well, that's where we got one of the jazz names. I think it might not be on the poster. It might be. It's Giacomo Coffins was one of the. I think I riffed the idea of a coffin for a really big fat bloke called Giacomo Coffins. And he was a jazz guy. Giacomo was online only.
Was it now? Interesting.
Yeah. However, you could go to High and Mighty in person, and I did.
High and Mighty.
And Big and Tall, generally, I think, online. But it's all online now. There's no physical retail
space.
But
we want a physical shop. A South African equivalent of Muji called...
Yeah.
what would it be called? Bri.
It would be called Bri Thighs.
Bri Thighs. But then what people think it's a bra shop because it's got bra right at the beginning.
Well, South Africans wouldn't.
Yeah, but you want to be opening it up to... But I guess Muji is a Japanese word, presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually bought some swimming shorts from I literally Googled rugby thighs swimming shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And I found a website set up by like a rugby player.
Wow, great.
To get like little swimming shorts for your holidays for people with tremendous thighs that are not in proportion with their waist. Crucial caveat.
This guy proves be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah. I'm hoping that pleated trousers get back in fashion because I'm going to have to because of Oppenheimer, 1940s sort of pleated trousers.
Oh,
I need them pleats, boy.
You're a pleat head now.
I have to have pleats, so I'm going to have a big floppy waist.
Which bit of the trousers are the pleats?
The pleats are the sort of fold bits emanating from the belt line.
The fold bits emanating from the belt line.
It would be faster to just Google image search
pleats. What are pleats? Please, pleats. Pleats, tell me.
Yeah, Google. It means that you can have a smaller waist and the trousers sort of go outwards.
Gotcha. Yes, I understand now.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Have you seen the pleats?
Did you see them? Did you see the pleats? It's basically the folding by which the fabric expands from the waist outwards.
Yes. Correcto.
Lovely.
I need some pleats. Yeah. Because of my thighs.
Well, maybe that's what the shop's called, pleats. Pleats, please.
Pleats, please. Yeah. And they sell... I think I'm going to have to get a new mattress.
Why?
I'm too heavy for my mattress.
Does it just give way?
Over time, I wake up in a divot. My bum's created this dip. My central body mass has dipped it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very heavy.
What, are you sleeping on your back? Your badunkadunk is creating like a big old hole in this
mattress. No, but even when I'm on my side, that's still the central point of the fold of your body, isn't it? Your hips.
Yeah.
It's your hinge.
Yeah.
It's where all the mass is.
It's true.
Mattresses, it's too soft. I like it when I go to a hotel and it's just like a almost like flat wood fucking spring mattress, just so sturdy for long-term use by customers.
Well, that is because they have, is it divans? No, it's not called a divan. What is it called? It's like
I have a divan.
That's like the box support.
Yeah, I've got that. I'm not sleeping on slats, boy. I destroy slats with this ass.
God damn, you're on the van.
I smash the slats with my badonk.
Well, then I have nothing to offer you.
Well, get out.
Get out
of this bed shop. Yeah, I need to sort it out, man. I need to sort it out. Because I don't know. I say I need to sort it out. I also can't be fucking bothered to sort it out at all. There's so many problems that I just don't have the energy to fix, so I just sit in a dip.
Oh, preach. I am the sultan of this. Of having too many things to sort out.
The sultan of dip sitting?
Well, and their equivalents.
Yes.
I've always got some fucking thing I need to buy, some fucking shopping I need to do, some tidying I need to do, some fixing, some... enough! Enough, I say, enough!
It's always a little job, just a little. Oh, you remember that solution? Well, it's given birth to a bouncing baby problem. So annoying.
Congratulations, it's an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Yes. Well, do you have any spice? We're recording these well in advance. We forgot to clarify on the main one, but
yeah.
But we are.
Oh man, spice up my life. It's hard to think of spice that isn't quite topical, and that wouldn't sound a bit odd. Oh, this is the thought I had. We know with the terrible heat waves in like Greece and southern France.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Greeks and the Spanish are going to start holidaying in the UK for summer.
Ooh, like to have relief.
Yeah, what do you think?
There's a lot of Spanish teenagers wandering around London being astonishingly rude.
So rude. And they just stand in they're always standing in the way.
It's such a rude country by virtue of who they send us.
Yeah, yeah. Their kids seem to be the rudest.
The French kids are less rude. The Italian kids are louder but less rude.
German kids, I don't notice.
I notice them. They're quite eerie, but they're not rude.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe. Or is this Mother Nature's way of making us fly less, of just making the destination so unappealing and literally on fire that the flights have to stop?
Yeah. And you have to get a train to the fire.
Yeah. Mother Nature's like, I tried to warn you. You're still going. Fine. Guess I'll have to set the destination on fire for you to stop flying.
And now no one can go on holiday as you sort of pour petrol all over the villa. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a terrible divorce.
Yeah. And this is another, well, this is probably a spicier element of this take, is maybe budget airlines shouldn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this has obviously got quite a heavy class element to it, and you can quite justifiably be sat there going, well, it's all right for you, Phil. To which I respond, yeah, I guess.
Just more trains. More trains, more boats.
More trains. And try and make the Eurostar not £5,000 per trip.
Yeah, yeah. Put all the airline petrol subsidies into Eurostar subsidies.
There we go. I think there should be like a minimum price on plane tickets. I don't think like you should be able to fly to Spain for 40 quid.
My elitist view, similarly along these lines, is I don't think... I'm irritated when people mess... There's lots of things that irritate me a bit about Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart and their podcast.
Yeah.
But the main thing that I will defend them on is that they fly all the time. They're always flying to places.
Right.
So the joke is that like Roy Stewart is always in like Jordan or California or Switzerland or Japan or Australia, because he's going to very important conferences at high levels, right?
Yeah.
Similar with Alistair Campbell. And people are like, well, you two go on about green, but always flying. And I think at one point they should just say, yeah, because we're more important than you and your holiday.
Yeah. I know, that is...
We are more accomplished people than you. We have done more with our lives. We're very, very important. We're very, very knowledgeable. And we're in high demand. And there's some stuff that we have to do in person, like flying to Rwanda and checking in on our charity on the ground. You know, the charity that we run, that we started, that we're experts in. Whereas you are talking about going to Naples and ignoring all of the local culture and sitting on the beach. So maybe not actually. Maybe this is fine for us because we have something on. I'm sure some of those flights could have been Zoom meetings, but it's not equivalent. It's like when people get annoyed that the Prime Minister sometimes uses a private jet. Like, yeah, I hope he does.
Yes, 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 yes. No.
I hope he does.
I think on some level, people will admit to that, that not all journeys are created equal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Ryanair flight to Bulgaria full of stag doos is not the same.
No.
As flying an expert to a situation. It's just not.
Well, that's my spicy take. My aviation spicy take. For the week?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Well, so, let's do some Vipka.
Oh, do you not have a spicy take?
That was mine.
Oh!
Their flights are fine and yours aren't.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
To the people complaining on that podcast.
Yes.
Also, I think Rory Stewart is very smart, but he's, by self-definition, not smart about politics in a way that Alistair Campbell is. Because Alistair Campbell was head of some of the most successful political communications campaigns in British history, and Rory Stewart has always lost all of his big fights in politics.
Yes, yes. He's a lot more idealistic, I think. I think Campbell very much understands the reality, the nitty-gritty of politics, and the real politic of it all.
Yeah, whereas Rory has nice ideas like planting a big forest around London, and you go, oh, great, that's not going to happen. And it's also a bad idea for various reasons. But it does sound nice, and it involves trees, which I like as well. So. Great, but also no, and it's not going to happen. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, VIP correspondence. Connor has got a touch.
Connor! Don't be a loner, which is another pronunciation of loner. Speak to us.
Kona. Don't be a loner, Kona.
Don't be a loner, Kona. Kona the Barbarian.
Well, Kona says, good evening, ploppers.
Good evening. Oh, he wrote this in the evening.
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 A long-term sufferer of IBS here, the IBS.
Ah.
A regular log, one that Gillian McKeith would approve of, is a scarce event in my life.
Gosh.
Imagine.
Sorry to hear it.
How the other half lives. And by other half, I mean the bottom half, the bum. And it takes little more than a stiff breeze to set me off. Despite this, my Herculean sphincter has served me well all these years.
Good old sphincter.
Yeah. Whilst backpacking in Australia this year, I was talking to my sister, who introduced me to Budpod, about if she had any stories to submit. She told me of a time she was at a party.
A party.
She was at a party. And went to the bathroom with her fellow female friend, her FFF, as women do. Without warning, without prior warning.
What are they doing in there, Pierre?
What are they doing, all the bloody women?
What are they doing in there?
What are they doing? Having some sort of meeting?
you and I go in the bathroom together.
Yeah, hundreds of times.
Why don't... Yeah.
I mean... Women go to the bathroom together, but men do piss openly standing next to each other.
That's true. That's true. So, we don't need to arrange to do it because we already know we're going to see each other in there.
Yeah.
See you in there. Yeah. Women are let's go in. Men are see you in there.
I will see you in there, sir.
Meet you there.
Meet you there at the pisser. So she goes into the bathroom with her female friend, as women do. But without prior warning, her friend began to shit.
Okay, and they're in like a toilet together.
Yeah, at a party. So it's like that classic party scene, like the girl's on the loo and her friend's standing there chatting to her.
Of course.
Obviously, this person is expecting a sociable piss, but suddenly logs are coming out of her friend.
Oh, boy.
And in that moment, you have to choose between maintaining a straight face and just going, sorry, are you shitting? Tough one.
Why is it so much worse? Why is it... I mean, I know it is, but... What is it that explains that leap in seriousness?
I think it's because you have to be pretty dehydrated to do a piss that I can smell from across the room.
Right, so it's a smell aspect.
I think a smell is so invasive and so linked with memory.
But I think it's also a solidity aspect. I think there's something... more serious about you pushing something solid out of you. and being in the presence of someone who's having something solid leave their body. The
cavity. It's much more visceral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also the pee could be hitting the side of the bowl and be almost silent, whereas this like heaving these fucking logs out of yourself. And you're like going, whatever, like horrible noises. It's too much.
It's
gross.
Too much.
So this lady just starts shitting. But being an honorable friend, Connor's sister stayed with her in the loo.
That's pretty wild.
So there wasn't anything particularly noteworthy about the deposit itself. Her technique, however, was most peculiar. We've heard this before, but there's more detail than ever before. She had wrapped many layers of tissue around her hand and had positioned it underneath her anus to catch the matter in a 12-ply hand hammock.
We've heard of this.
Men do a lot of weird stuff, but this must be the most mentally ill thing that women do.
This takes a biscuit. It's for turds. The sound, right?
Well, I'll get on to that.
Okay.
Spending your life catching turds in a shit mitt is just... It's behavior that I would expect to see in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Not like as standard in like one out of every five women or whatever it is. It's so weird. Anyway, so there's detail, Phil. There's detail.
Yeah.
After questioning... She told my sister that her mother taught her to do it as a child to make less of a mess.
No! Mothers, don't let your babies grow up to poop in their hands. That's wild. What kind of parenting is that?
They fuck you up, your mum and dad. They don't mean to, but they do. They teach you to make a fist of paper to catch it when you do a poo.
Nice.
That's me and Philip Larkin working together there.
They fuck you up, your mum and dad. They don't mean to, but they do. Teach you to make a tissue pad to lay upon your poopy poo.
Yeah. So it continues. Now, I don't know what kind of messes she'd made as a child to necessitate this, or if they simply had no toilet brush in the house, but teaching your child to shit in their hand and having them continue this into their 20s, I mean, heaven help us.
So does Connor say whether does she poop into her hand and then lay it into the toilet bowl, or does she take it elsewhere?
Like a sleeping kitten.
Yeah, like shh, like laying Moses among the reeds.
Yeah. Later this year, I told my Welsh friend of this story. Let's call her Gwynedd.
Gwynedd. Lovely Welsh name.
It is a special TH sound that we used to have in English, which was a D with a curvy top with a cross through called a thorn.
Oh, and well, the cross is called the thorn.
No, the whole letter is called thorn. The symbol, rather. And the TH sound is the TH of within, not with.
Ah, within.
So it's between within, a TH and a D. Within. Gwynedd.
Gwynedd. Gwynedd.
Yeah, so it's not quite a D. It's a little softer than that.
Yeah.
It's a limp D. Gwynedd. Cut to a couple of weeks afterwards, and Gwynedd is staying in an Airbnb in the Melbourne city centre with a group of girls she met backpacking.
Beautiful city. Beautiful.
They have been instructed that only one of the toilets is for shitting, as the other can't handle it. This is traumatizing.
Beautiful city for shitting. Beautiful.
Now, only one of these toilets is for shitting, and the other one only tells lies. It's up to you to figure out which one's really for shitting. Because they'll both say they are, but one can't handle it.
There's an answer to that riddle.
Yes, there is. Logically, you ask the one that lies about the other one or something.
Yeah, like you ask the one that lies, can they tell a lie or something like this?
Yeah, there's some paradox that gets at it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they've been told that. However, the fully functioning toilet is an ensuite with nothing but half a curtain separating the room.
Okay.
So it's not really an ensuite. It's a toilet in a bedroom.
Oh,
with a
no.
curtain.
This is such classic Airbnb shit. Yeah. Airbnb sucks, man.
Yeah, it's really declined. There's lots of interesting articles about how it's a pile of shit now and everyone hates it.
And people are going back to hotels. It needs a hard reset.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, it's as expensive as a hotel, but you have to clean up after yourself. Oh, well, no then. Have you got some, like, parakeets outside or something?
Yeah, there are many birds in my mews.
Many rooms in my father's house.
What is that from? Many rooms in my father's
Christianity.
House.
Christianity. Oh! Poor Gwyneth is also a victim of IBS and was currently at DEF CON 2.
Oh dear.
But the lucky resident of the ensuite room had taken a lover for the night. And things lover. Had most likely... A lover. And things had most likely taken a turn for the French.
Ah, I like that.
I like that a lot. Inspired by my sister's story, she deployed the hammock technique in the now only available toilet, the non-pooing one, and deposited her droppings in the bathroom bin.
Oh, that's so much worse. Although not very far off from what you have to do in Greece, as I've covered on this podcast.
Yes.
Where you wipe your ass and you have to put it in the bin because the drains repulsive. Can't handle tissue.
After meekly returning to the living room, the other girls could see on her face what she had done.
Oh, no.
You did what Connor's sister's friend did, didn't you?
Connor's sister did. No.
Did you shit in your hand? You made a hammock for your poo. Gwyneth nodded before being shamed into taking her human poo bag to the bins out in the street like a dog walker.
Oh, my God.
Gross. P.S. I just remember the time my sister blocked our cousin's toilet in Boston and used a novelty Boston Red Sox baseball cap shaped ice cream cup to scoop the shitty water out of the first floor window. Horrible.
Oh my gosh. Poor Gwyneth. She has previous.
Yeah, Gwyneth. Oh, Gwyneth. I look forward to taking my mother to Pierre's show in Norwich in October. As a fellow war boy, may I suggest you stop by the Arboretum for an average cocktail with the atmosphere of an Anderson shelter. Philip, until next time, keep on jacking it, gentlemen. I know you will.
Oh, we will. Connor. Don't you worry about us.
Don't
you worry about us.
Nice to hear from a war boy, though.
Yes, war boys, we must stick together. We really must stick together. Yeah. And Patreons and Podbuds, we must also stick together. As this episode's over, but we must stick together for next time.
Yes. This should be coming out on the Poopoolala 18th of August, I think.
Wow. Well, this is a bonus pod.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was looking at July.
You were looking at July. I'll be bang smack in the middle of losing my entire sense of self at the Fringe.
Oh, yeah.
And Phil will be on Hollybobs.
I'll actually be away filming abroad.
Can you give us a clue what it is?
It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be very hot and ancient.
Ancient?
Hot and ancient.
Ooh, that's how I like 'em.
That's how I like 'em.
That's how I like 'em.
They don't make 'em like they used to. but until after that. Much love and bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.